This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on Super Don. Real quick, my wife is telling me there's breaking news. I don't know what it is. It's related to Ontario caving. Caving to what? What is up, down, which way is
it
going?
Well, yeah, I saw this earlier. Apparently, yeah. Doug Ford, who's the head
Premier?
Honcho there
yeah.
in Ontario,
yeah.
is going to be lifting all of the vaccine passports,
mm-hmm.
capacity limits. And I think also, in addition, I think there may be some
mandatory
other things
jabs.
Lifting by March 1st.
Well, yeah, let's see what Trudeau does, the communist that he is. Will he acknowledge his defeat, or will he engage in violence like communists tend to do? I got a question about that, and we must ask it, and we'll cover it as soon as we know more. But thanks for that. Just real quick, upcoming events. RobertScottBell.com, there's an event page, click on it, and you'll see we're going to be back at the Advanced Medicine Conference Memorial Day weekend, this time in San Antonio, Texas, with our buddy Dr. Batar, and that's where I met my hour two guest here, first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How long does it take? She's not busy at all. Dr. Carrie Made is with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, Carrie, so good to see you.
How you doing, Robert? My pleasure to be here. And you actually pronounced my name properly, so that's
well,
awesome.
You know what? I get made fun of because I'm the only one that does that. Everybody else says, you know how many ways your last name is pronounced. But when we met initially, and I think I was MC, so I think at one point I might have had to introduce you and interact with you. I said, I better get this right from the get-go. And even though it was hard because you look at it, again, you're so gracious, probably you deal with it all of the time, but I'm glad that I got the stamp of approval on that.
Good job.
Well, now we've got so much I want to talk to you about regarding the allopathic response, the medical response, because you are trained as a physician, as a doctor, yet you have seen through a lot of the atrocities and spoken out against them. Not everybody has. That was the basis of a lot of our discussion with Vera Shirov, the Holocaust survivor, saying, you know what, part of the problem of how Nazi Germany rose to power and Hitler did his horrible things to Jews and others was the doctors participated in the wholesale experimentation and slaughter. So there's some corruption of the integrity of what used to be considered a noble profession in terms of the sacred nature of a doctor-patient relationship, and it's not the first time it had been corrupted. And, you know, we've seen doctors wake up in the midst of this, but you seem to have been aware of something was awry before many others.
Yes, just a little bit of my history. My great aunt and uncle, they survived the concentration camps. They were actually experimented on by Dr. Mengele. So they were able to show me. I was old enough to see numbers, and they told me a little of their story and said that they were afraid that this would happen in my lifetime, and I needed to be aware of the signs. And I never forgot that moment that really stood out to me. And I feel that what they were saying is true. And so I guess my eyes were open kind of from an early age, but a little bit of more of my history. I was recruited to some business owners meetings in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as some World Congress scientific meetings where they discussed about changing what it meant to be a human being, and that we would, all of our bodies would be changed so much through this human 2.0 transhumanism, evolving our bodies, in my lifetime that my job would be obsolete, meaning there's no need for a doctor. We would just have everything uploaded and downloaded in our bodies. So pretty much you're very little organic. You're going to be more synthetic, like a cyborg. I was blown away at this. This is not anything I would ever expect to be told in any kind of medical meetings, but I learned a lot from that, and I am against it from day one. I don't believe in that. I believe we have amazing, beautiful bodies that are wonderfully made, and we don't need that kind of technology. And then also in these meetings, they talked about their intent. Their intent was not to make us healthier, truly. It was more about, well, how do we manipulate, how do we augment the behavior of people en masse? So they can be nicer people. They will do things that are more amenable to our businesses. So it really wasn't about for the betterment of a human.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about the atrocities in human history, and there are plenty. And they're usually visited upon us by empowering centralized governments over people. If we look back at the history of governments, most of them were considered forms of monarchy, you know, kings, queens, emperors that claimed a divine, you know, ability to have a connection, and everybody else was to serve or be subject to that. And what was unique about the experiment we called the United States of America was, for the first time in history, recorded history, there was a government that was established that would acknowledge the divinity of the people in that country, and that their rights come from a creator, God, and that things that government does are granted by those with rights to do limited things, and they should never, if you will, violate the rights of the people. And we have come a long way from that. We've lost our way, I believe. And part of this transhumanist agenda is a natural outcome, or unnatural outcropping, if you will, of giving powers to government that they don't have because we don't have. You know, it's like government becomes our God again. And we have fallen down on those high ideals, I believe, of the founders, leading to this scenario, at least in part.
You are 100% accurate in that. That's why we're in this position right now. We took God out of everything, our government, our schools, our homes, our churches, really, ourselves. And because we took God out of everything of our lives, this is why we're in this chaos. And so there's always has to be a replacement if you take out our creator God. And this is an attempt to replace that with AI supercomputer. And so people need to really open their eyes and look at what everybody's talking about around the world. They want a smart city. They want the internet of things, the internet of bodies, that all of us are connected. Wait a minute. Connected? How do we connect to the internet, our bodies? They have to change us. They have to do something. And then what does that mean? You know, people think this is cool. They have these things on the Super Bowl about this. I unfortunately watched some of these commercials, and they are showing you this fantasy world. You can be anything you want. You can do fantastic things. You could be like a superhero. No, guys. This is not in reality of what it's going to be like.
No, we're talking about synthetic life, artificial life, man playing God. And, of course, that always ends up in disaster. We've talked about GMOs. I call them GMAs, genetically modified abominations, right? And they're trying to alter the creation of God in this way through arrogance and ignorance, our participation largely through ignorance or fear. And you know, speak to me about that fear, right? The idea that we must fear one another. We must teach our children to be afraid of breathing because they might kill grandma. I mean, is that not overtly Luciferian? I mean, how anti-God and how anti-love and life is that? And yet so many have fallen prey, even within the religious communities, to participate in that.
That is the real pandemic, because in the Bible, I can't remember how many times, it's numerous, it's throughout the entire Bible, to do not fear. I did not give you the spirit of fear, says God. Right. And if he did not give us the spirit of fear, who is probably the adversary, Satan, Lucifer? And so we cannot go down that road. We cannot be so tricked and manipulated, because Satan is the greatest of deceivers. And this is the biggest play ever done on humanity. So we have to back up whenever we get fearful, panicked, start to pray, stay in the Word, be around like-minded people, and then remember that fear does not come from God. We have to continue to remind ourselves of that, because a lot of this is psychological manipulation and warfare that we're dealing with. The war is in the mind. And so if we look at what's happening and we don't have fear, we can see it in a different light and we'll know what to do.
Amen, Dr. Carrie Amande. Now, check out her website if you haven't done so already. I'm going to show you real quick. It's Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Amande, M-A-D-E-J.com. And you can understand when you see that word, last name, you're not going to know how to pronounce it. You just have to listen to me, right? Not normally I get it right, but I did today. Thank you.
Remember, make my day.
So make my day. Okay, that's beautiful. And the origin of the word as far as the last name, where does that come from lineage-wise historically?
It's a very old Polish name. Before Poland was Poland, we don't really know the real origin of it, but it's pretty old.
Yeah. Nice. We got some Polish heritage happening here today. Yeah, my last name was cut off at the Statue of Liberty with my, I believe, great-grandparents. The Itzki fell off at the Statue of Liberty. I became an All-American Bell.
So you are Polish?
I have those roots. My grandma on my mother's side walked all the way from Lithuania to what was then Palestine, and mom was born in 1934 at that time and lived through the many wars and the independence, and she's in the audience right now at 88, doing amazingly, and she wrote a wonderful book about her history and a little bit about her history here, From Israel to America, A Life of Many Colors. So we've got some fascinating things going on the show today, acknowledging things that we read about and that some of our listeners, viewers, and friends and family have actually lived through.
Amen. One of my family members have amazing stories too. And they went through so much for us. I mean, we just can't roll over and give up all of these beautiful, inalienable rights that we have. We can't willingly do that. So every single person in this country should be standing up and at least voicing their opinions and not complying to things that go against human rights and our constitutional bill of rights.
Right. And on my wife's side, it goes back to the Jamestown Society and Daughters of the American Revolution. So we've got some really strong lineage in history that brings to my kids their love of freedom and their unwillingness to be numbered like beasts in the field. As I pointed out, that's part of creating artificial life out of the God-granted life that we have. In addition to life with the gift that it is, the second most important, in my opinion, is the freedom to choose. You talk about agency, and of course that choice is being taken away, and we're being told that we're somehow selfish and dangerous for believing we have a right to, say, nope, you can't access my body or my kid's body with anything, least of all your injections.
Yes, that is right. People need to remember that our bodies are amazingly and wonderfully made. That really the causes of what makes us ill is not what we were told. In fact, it's usually just toxicity, right? And a lot of toxicity can come from even these injections called vaccines.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we need to realize that throughout history, we have proof, we have research to show what really makes us sick. So we shouldn't be fearful of that, thinking that our bodies are so fragile, our bodies are so terrible that we need help from artificial intelligence. They're trying to trick you again. Please don't believe that narrative, because we have real science to prove how amazing we are. So the power of our minds it's very powerful, even the power of prayer, meditation, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We can do many things.
Carrie, on the stage at the Advanced Medicine Conference last Memorial Day, was 2021, in South Dakota, which was amazing. We had many physicians, doctors of all varieties, speaking on how, you know, some realities that were obviously not allowed to be talked about in the mainstream media, but also therapies, therapeutic responses, and preventive options. And I spoke about some of my experiences in there. And, you know, as I see the allopaths that are doing good work utilizing older drugs, generic, that are pretty non-toxic relative to drugs like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and other things, succeeding, and I don't have any problem with it. I'm like, I want you to succeed. If they live, if your patient lives, that's great. And of course, I utilize homeopathy and supplements. I've talked about silver and copper and other things, and I'm getting the same results. But the point of the good stuff that's happening is there is a discussion, unapproved, going on behind the scenes with you and others coming together. We're talking with one another. We're learning from one another. It's opened up the allopathic community more than I've ever seen in my 30 years as a homeopath to natural medicine. Not just partly. It's like, no, I want to learn sincerely. I've never seen that happen before.
That's wonderful that you're seeing that. Yeah, I hope that more eyes are opened up to that. So I do agree that there's more open talk going on. It's a small group, though. I really pray that it gets to a bigger group of audience here. And, you know, the people are starting to take more accountability and responsibility for themselves, of researching themselves, looking into things, questioning things. I love that. That's great. We need more of that.
So let's talk about some of the therapies that I'm concerned about that people have embraced and maybe they've done well with. Maybe there are long-term effects we don't know. This thing or these things called monoclonal antibodies. Are we talking about Star Wars, the Clone Wars here? What's going on with this? Why are you concerned about it? Or why do you say, oh, yeah, everybody get them?
Well, first of all, they're completely experimental. We have less data on them than even these shots they falsely called vaccines. And I warn people that they are... It sounds like mono is one, like they're only using one kind of antibody. That's not true. It's truly three different kinds. So one thing that people need to know is they're using chimeric antibodies, which is taking a mouse and a human genome and pushing it together to make a new creature, in essence. And that antibody will be spit out. So you're getting those antibodies from a mouse human. The problem with that is they have studied this in the past, and they have seen that they've used it in immunotherapy for cancer, especially breast cancer. And in my experience of seeing these patients in my office who received this, they would first look good when they got these injections. And they had many, of course. But within 1 to 3 years, sometimes five, they would come back with this incredibly aggressive, fulminant cancer. In fact, it was almost melting the organs into each other, where you couldn't tell the liver from the gallbladder, from the intestines, and of course they always died within a month or two. And they always called this an allergy to the antibodies. Never explained it more, but it was very common. And so they kind of quietly put that to the side, and then all of a sudden they're introducing the same mouse-human line again, VelocImmune, in these monoclonal antibodies without proper research. So who knows what the end result can be, but this is something to be careful. Also, just human antibodies. What does that mean? Where do they get them? Are these people dead? Are they alive? Are they a crack? Are they... Where are they getting them? Just trust us. Just trust us, right? How do you know what you're getting?
Right.
And the aborted fetal cell lines that are put in them. People need to realize these are real, and they will call them cloned, they'll call them immortalized, but they're cancerous aborted fetal cells that you're getting as well. So you have to understand what you're putting in your body. You're responsible for that.
And I also bring up the inconvenient fact, and it's known in immunology, I dare I say it's 101 or 201, that an antibody in and of itself is neither necessary nor sufficient to prevent the manifestation of any given quote-unquote disease. So, you know, the whole thing resting on antibodies, I call that the holy grail of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccinology sub-denomination, so to speak. And, you know, I don't worship in that church, so I'm like, I'm not playing along with that. That's just nonsense, but yet that's the entirety of vaccinology has rested upon that until now with mRNA technology, wrongly being called, as you know, vaccines. And we just had David Martin on the other day, and he talked about the changing definitions. We were, you know, it's weird. The Webster's Dictionary just changed the definition of vaccination. Oh, they should be off the hook now. No, apparently those definitions have not been changed in the statutes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travelers are dealing with more flight delays and cancellations just ahead of the 4th of July. FlightAware saying just over 1,600 flights have been delayed in the United States and more than 200 have been canceled. this frustrated passenger sharing her flight horror story with CNN.
I did get an updated email about 30 minutes after the cancellation, and that has me going from New York to Boston, arrive in Boston at midnight, and then sleep around in Boston until 8 a.m., and then get to New Orleans tomorrow at 10:45 a.m., so a full 24 hours, because I should have been leaving here at 10:30.
Final preparations are being made for the 46th annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks display in New York City. This is USA Radio News. Hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut will defend his title on the 4th of July. The 14-time winner of Nathan's hot dog eating contest will be on crutches when he returns to New York's Coney Island Monday because of a ruptured tendon in his right leg. Chestnut will attempt to break his own world record from last year, which saw him eat 76 hot dogs with buns in just 10 minutes. A Trump administration immigration program known as Remain in Mexico is now able to be phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox News that this decision will place more illegal immigrants at risk of abuse from cartels near the border.
No one gets across that border without paying the cartels. And so when you see the women who have been raped, the children who have been abused, that is inhumane and cruel.
This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So they're still on the hook for claiming something that isn't accurate, true, or even, how would we say it, defined the way that they're claiming it is. So there's a lot that is yet to transpire in the pushback against the criminals that have promoted this agenda.
Yes, and you're right. They're changing science. They're changing everything to fit their narrative, their wants, right? And so, yes, they're changing them, some of the definitions, but they're also doing this through the major media and telling people, telling the populace what to believe. And they're starting to believe it, though. They're believing that a cloth mask can protect you from this virus. They're believing that more antibodies is better. They're believing that, you know, anything that no matter, even if it introduces something synthetic into your body, it's got to be good. They're changing what it means about science. And so the large amount of people are starting to believe this. This is dangerous. And since we don't have many libraries left, we just have the internet, which is being censored as well. So this is a big, dangerous game that we're playing right now, and that we have to be careful about where we get our information and how our children are learning as well, because they're not learning the proper science. They're not learning proper math or language, et cetera. They're not learning critical thinking skills. They're learning new math. So we need to pay attention to what's going on, because we can get through this mess, but the next one can be just as bad or worse if we don't learn from this and learn how to, you know, use good data and use critical thinking skills as well.
Oh, beautifully said. So beautifully said. We have, again, Dr. Carrie Made on with us. We have links in the show notes. Let me just show everybody that's watching on Brighteon.tv as well. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in addition to our one-hour simulcast this time of the week with Brighteon. We have links to all of the guests we had, Vera Sharav in hour one, and with Carrie this hour, links to her website as well. We've got some questions of the day we'll try to get to. And as I mentioned, some upcoming events. I should briefly remind you folks that don't know about, well, if you don't know about, I'm not reminding you. I'm just telling you. This is what's coming up, at least some of the stuff we have coming up. We've got some online events as well. Cardiovascular-related issues. 2022, the IAOMT Spring Conference in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'll be speaking there on regenerating at the speed of silver and copper. And that's a group that really concerns itself with metal toxicology, of which, as a homeopath, I've been detoxifying heavy metals from people, including children, since I began. So we'll do that. That's the Spring Conference in Louisiana. That's New Orleans, March 3rd through 6th. I'll be scheduled to also speak at the Wellness Parenting Revolution Health and Freedom Summit and Expo, and that's going to be March 12th and 13th back in Nashville, Tennessee. It looks like Bobby Kennedy is going to be there. Peter McCullough is going to be there. Del Bigtree, Judy Mikovits, Brian Hooker, just to name a few. What a crowd. I'm going to be excited to be there. Also, we've got a two-day live conference at the Mountain America Expo Center in Utah, Sandy, April 22nd and 23rd. 2022. Links are up, and we're going to be giving away some free tickets to that. Also, the 4th Annual Advanced Medicine Conference, Saturday, May 28th to Monday, May 30th. And one more thing I will add, it's online and available for everybody for the weekend of 26th and 27th of February, the Health Freedom Expo, TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. $40 gets you access to everything that transpired and new information that's coming out, including a live panel discussion I'll be moderating with some of my dear friends. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will also be on that. So check that out, TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. Carrie, thanks for indulging me. I just needed to get that off my chest so I wouldn't forget. Do you have upcoming events? Are you doing any speaking events we should know about?
Yes, I've got some coming up in March in Florida, and again in April. We're doing a tour there. So look on my website for those. I don't have the exact dates in my mind.
I just pulled it up for everybody to see. If you go to CarrieMade.com, again, it's linked up. If you can't remember how to spell her last name, just link it in the show notes. And there's a tab up top that says events. And it looks like you've got an appearance on the Ask Show. You're going to be doing a live taping on February 19th. Sunday, March 13th, it looks like you'll be at Palm Beach County for an event with our good friend Dr. Larry Pilevsky as well. He's awesome. We love him. And Layla Centner. That's going to be great. Then Save a Generation Florida Tour 2022. You'll be involved with that. I think the Green Smoothie Girl is helping to put that out, if I'm not mistaken. That's terrific. Yes. So there's a lot of things that if you can't make it to one, make it to another. And I'm glad that you're out on the circuit, Carrie. We've just got to take about a 2.5 minute break for our friends at Brighteon.tv. But we can talk behind the scenes to everybody watching at robertscottbell.com. So stand by for more powerful healing and discussion with our good friend, Dr. Carrie Made, after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Okay. In theory, they've gone on break right now. Super Don, let me bring you into the mix. And, wow, what a show. This has been amazing already. I appreciate so much, Carrie, what you're bringing to the equation and your willingness to speak out and your clarity in doing so.
Oh, no problem at all. I appreciate what you're doing as well, trying to encourage people to do natural things. We have to do that. It's going to come to the point where they won't get any of these drugs anymore, so they'll have to do this.
Yeah.
Try to educate people on that.
I think
so. And bring the real science to them.
Super D, how's the chat room? Are there questions for Kerry? Anything that we want to add into the mix? We got a Calvin's just saying, thank you, Dr. Kerry. So we got a lot of people that are very appreciative of you. Sherry says, so excited to hear from Dr. Kerry. And let's see what else is going on out there in the chat rooms. You should meet Ula, our another friend, a graduate of Trinity School of Natural Health. She's also from Poland. We have a lot of Polish running through this show
for
some reason.
Polish people are strong people.
I agree. Survive, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Jay says definition of fully vaccinated keeps changing. Yeah, we've covered that it's now up to date. That's all they want to say, up to date, because you're never really fully up to date. They just keep adding to it. So there's no such thing as fully vaccinated. That is another aspect of how they've altered the language in Orwellian fashion.
Well, it's just to keep you confused. You know, they say this thing, then they change it. It's always in a state of confusion, and that makes people very unsettled and panicked and fearful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, military, you know, kind of psychological manipulation.
So we end, just so you know, Kerry, we end the show at 55.
Oh, that's fine.
So yeah. That'll work for you?
You get on the time?
Okay.
Back to back, so just need to make sure there's a few minutes in between.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're going to be all warmed up by the time you're done here.
All right, 30 seconds.
All right, coming back in 30 seconds.
Robert?
Say that again?
Where are you based? Where are you right now?
Well, wherever I am, I will broadcast from. It's kind of a secret bunker location. Some people know.
Okay,
but, yeah, out west of the Rocky Mountains. Super Don's okay. He's in Klamath, Oregon, more rural area, so it's not as crazy like Portland.
And, Robert's in the Ukraine. He just doesn't want anybody to
know. No, I don't want. I hear about an invasion. I don't want to talk about
it. I'm in ground zero. I'm here in Georgia.
All right, three, two, one.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Timed out here, and it's a good time because we have Dr. Kerry Mondé. There's Super Don making it sound so good. Our simulcast on Brodyon.tv once a week. We have archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show in visual format at Brodyon.com, as well as many other podcast sites that take the video, convert it to audio, and it's shared around the world. And we appreciate the support in that way because it is you sharing the show. Because we do not have big pharma on our side. Big government, big media does not like the messages that we're delivering. We also believe in the power of spirit and God as well. And that's not something they're big fans of. And it is yours. It is by virtue of your very creation that you have access to that kind of power. But in fear, that power is diminished in you. Not the power itself from God, but in you because you reject it in fear. And fear of the germ has been one of our greatest vulnerabilities, Kerry. Our fear of germs, right? And I've said this being a law of the terrain kind of guy, as I studied Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard as I was learning homeopathy, realizing, oh my gosh, the germ is not the cause of disease. If anything, it's argued to be the result of dis-ease, imbalance, right? Toxicological burdens, nutrient deficiencies, and then it manifests and they say, aha, we found the culprit, completely ignoring terrain, environment, pollution, mineral deficiencies, etc. So we have a lot to overcome medically and even somewhat holistically when we just stay afraid of germs.
You are so right about that because it is the terrain. It is our body. Our bodies are made miraculously, so we can be immune to just about anything. Mm-hmm. It's body, mind, and spirit, though. We have to remember that. We're not just biological cells. And so we have the equipment, everything we need to be healthy in this world. And we were taught that that's not true. And so, for instance, I tell people all the time, when we knew HIV was coming out, people were, you know, spouses of people with HIV. We knew that they were immune. They were resistant to that. They studied them, but they hid the data. They hid why. I think all they would find is that they had a good, balanced immune system. Or anything else, we had flesh-eating bacteria. Some people could get it, some people not. We never studied the really healthy people, or when they did, they would hide the data. Because they don't want you to know how to be healthy. They don't want you to know how to not need traditional medicine. So we know how to be healthy, but the data is usually hidden and squelched. There's so many examples I have in my career where I was told to be quiet, but we found out the causes of things. So, but bugs are good. Bugs are everywhere. They're on us, in us. They make up most of our genetics, actually, our epigenetics. They help us out. You are what you eat. They're everywhere. They're our friends, not our enemies.
Yeah, I mean, the further deception of the germ theory is that they have a technology that you all just don't understand. We have PCR, we have special tests and this, and yet you find out if you dig deep enough that these tests have not been validated, they've not been standardized, even the so-called varieties, new varieties from Omicron today, what is it tomorrow? They're not validating the test, and it's like it used to be a gold standard in medicine before we get a test and accept it. It's been standardized, validated, duplicated around the world. Now it's just like, accept this thing from a computer. It's done. Don't look at it again. And that's problematic. And going back to the HIV controversy, I was covering this early on this show. I've been doing this since 1999 on broadcast. I said, really, there's no such thing as an HIV test. And people go, what do you mean? Of course there's an HIV test. What do you mean? Well, it doesn't also have a standard that's objective. It's subjective, ultimately. It's cross-reactive and nonspecific, and it relies upon a questionnaire after the test is given to say, hey, let's talk about this. Are you gay? Are you straight? Are you black? Are you white? Are you married? On and on it goes. And they go, oh, based on this, oh, it was a false positive. Oh, you're a single black woman in the inner city. Oh, that's definitely a real positive, right? It becomes so ridiculous when you look at that. And I referenced the book, the documentary film House of Numbers by Brent Leung, where he actually went around the world and talked to scientists, including the manufacturers of these tests. And it's ridiculous. It's so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for doctors and scientists to say, yep, that's a legitimate test. And now HIV is big time back in the news. Where's the test?
I predicted that one. I think we all did, because when we looked at the code of what they were making the people produce in their bodies from these falsely called vaccines, part of the code is 18 subunits of HIV-1. You're actually producing that. You're programmed to produce that purposely. And so other countries like Australia, after the people got the injections, they gave them one of these HIV tests.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We're not going to be playing doctor on the show. We're giving education, information. But if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind at least trying to squeeze in one of them and see what your perspective is on that. So let's introduce our first question of the day. All right, here we go. Question of the day. This is coming from Mary. She says, hello, Robert. What are your suggestions for a child with brain hemiatrophy and uncontrollable seizures? The child had a procedure of a tracheostomy, a hole in the neck for oxygen. Thank you, Mary. Now, again, Mary, we're going to answer this, but we're not treating this child, right? We're just giving information in regards to a situation like this. Dr. Carey, anything you've got to say about this?
You have to know a lot more about the patient, but the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, CBD oil and, and THC oil, THC just straight, has been very successful. But also I must remind people that the amount of EMFs, radiation, radio frequency coming at us is unbelievable. And so one of the symptoms is going to be neurologic too. So that can aggravate and even cause a lot of issues with the neurologic symptoms of seizures and convulsions. So please look, read up on that. Do a remediation of any of EMF in your home. I've done it. It's made a huge difference in my world. I actually always have on me some resin that actually transmutes the 5G.
We also have this everywhere I go, and we have one for the whole house.
It's a must. And so with kids with neurologic issues, that can help.
Definitely. Yeah, and I'll also say, I mean, the end result of a atrophy of any part of the brain, hemispheric atrophy, and uncontrollable seizures. A lot of times outside of a head injury, I've seen and witnessed in my practice that most of the brain electrical abnormalities are gut related, right? Microbiome issues. On top of heavy metals. Now, if there's a trauma to the head, that's, you know, that we have to address that. And there are homeopathic remedies from Arnica to natrum sulfuricum that can help. But in this case, again, you point out the botanical, the hemp plant and all of its various things of benefit, essential fatty acids being critical. Also look to gut health. So everything that you do to improve gut and microbiome health is going to only benefit a child in such circumstances in that regard. So my sincere prayers, Mary, for this child and his or her recovery. We don't know anything more about that, but Dr. Carey, I'm appreciative that you're willing to even just kind of throw in some things like that because, you know, we're looking for answers. And a lot of times the doctors are afraid to speak about the answers that even if they might know them. And I think I would ask them to stand up on a deeper spiritual principle over these things. As you pointed out, you could lose your job by speaking out, but would you be risking losing your humanity or your soul by not? You know, at what point do your kids and grandkids look at you and say, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, why didn't you speak out when you had the chance to stop this genocide, Holocaust, if you will, that we talked about with Vera Shirov coming back? And these are things really tough and difficult, but we must confront to be better and to be more, I guess, aligned with, I believe, a spiritual purpose for being as opposed to just a material one.
Yeah. And we must remember that prayer is so powerful. You know, even the church is kind of taught that out of our belief system, but we need to remember that. I have so many stories of patients being healed spontaneously, miraculously, and our prayer, we can't forget that. So we need to do that a lot more.
All right, Dr. Carey, we got about a minute and a half before we got to wrap up, and I know you've got more interviews to go. Any other parting messages or gifts that you want to leave for the folks that are I can't imagine anybody doesn't already know about you in this audience, but man, we got new people all the time. Anything you want to share, make sure they know about you or what you're doing.
I just want to make sure that everybody hears the main message that why we're here in this chaotic way is that we forgot God. God did not leave us. Never left us. We left God. So it's a spiritual battle that we're facing. So we need to make that right. We need to start praying, coming together, worshiping together, knowing the word, and acting the part, being responsible, being accountable, right? You can't just sit in your house waiting and hiding away. You have to speak up, educate others, be there for others, you know, be charitable, do random acts of kindness. So it's all up to every individual person. We can't wait for some politician to be voted in. That's not going to work.
Right. Political saviors are not us. We have to connect to that deeper source of our very life and liberty and healing. And that is, again, far higher than government. It's God. I thank you for being here. You have such a beautiful spirit, Dr. Carey. You're welcome here anytime. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.